This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba claims there is no dispute in the current ruling coalition. Ballot papers for proportional representation electoral system transported to 60 districts so far. Digital payment is on rise in Nepal with growing access to technology. And China's Communist Party endorses Xi Jinping's core position in the country's leadership. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has claimed that there is no dispute in the current ruling alliance. Addressing a joint program of the cadres and leaders of the Left Democratic Alliance in Biratnagar today, Prime Minister Deoba said the ruling parties formed the electoral alliance for the protection of constitution, achieved with people's struggle and sacrifice. The Prime Minister mentioned that the ruling alliance is for the protection and implementation of the constitution, which is inclusive. Prime Minister Deoba also hoped that the same alliance would form the government after November 20 elections. On the occasion, CPN Mouse Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said that although election is a normal event, the election this time bears special significance. He also reminded that the alliance was formed in a special condition for the protection of the constitution. Likewise, CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson and former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal argued that the alliance was made to seize the leadership from a wrong person. Moreover, senior leader of the Nepali Congress Ramchandra Podyal also reminded that the alliance was meant for the protection of the constitution and democratic system. Ballot papers for the proportional representation electoral system under the upcoming parliamentary elections have been transported to 60 districts so far, the Election Commission says. The House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly elections are slated for November 20 this year. The Commission said that the ballot papers would be transported to additional 6 districts before Tihar Festival holiday. Ballot papers would be ferried in the remaining districts, including Manang, Mustang, Assam, Bajura, Kalikot, Mugu, Humla and Dolpa after Tihar only. Meanwhile, Commission's spokesperson Saligram Sharma Podal said that a total of 15,124,000 ballot papers were printed so far for the first past the post electoral system. A person died and 3 others were injured in a road mishap at Bagmati Rural Municipality 5 in Makwanpur district. The deceased has been identified as 58-year-old Ram Bahadur Gole of Bagmati Rural Municipality 8. The accident took place when an auto rickshaw heading towards Paparbari from Jure of Bagmati Rural Municipality 5 and a truck coming from the opposite direction collided with each other. According to the district police office, the injured are receiving treatment at Jure Hill Hospital. With the growing access to technology, digital payment is on rise in Nepal of late. The digital transaction which gained much space during the COVID-19 pandemic has continued rise till date. The latest record shared by Nepal Rast Bank has showed that in the second month of the current fiscal year alone, the transaction of more than 4,900 billion rupees was made via electronic medium. The transaction of 292 billion rupees was made via Connect IPS. The transaction of 232 billion rupees was done in the same period last year. The Nepali Army organized different programs focusing on solidarity in international peace and stability today on the Establishment Day of the United Nations. Nepali Army, with the participation of other security forces, organized march past, Jumba, rally, band performance at the ground of the Army headquarters. According to the Nepali Army Directorate of Public Relations and Information, Chief of Army Staff Parvaram Sharma presented prize to the winners of different sports competition on the occasion. The celebration of a five-day Tihar festival has begun today with the lighting of homes, commercial establishments and other places. According to Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, although Yama Panchak starts today, Kak Tihar, worship of crows, falls tomorrow. Known by names like Dipawali, Tihar and Yama Panchak, this festival is the second biggest festival celebrated by Nepali people after the Dasain festival. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tehi ne majale chalaune.
स्टार 14-15 हैस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ टु सम इन्टरनेशनल न्यूज अपडेट्स. चाइनाज कम्युनिस्ट पार्टी टुडे एन्डोर्स सी चिनफिङ्स कोर पोजिसन इन द कन्ट्रीज लिडरसिप ओल बट अश्योरिङ हि विल बी ह्यान्डेड अप अनप्रेसिडेन्टेड थर्ड टर्म इन पावर. At the end of the week-long gathering in Beijing, China's ruling party approved a sweeping reshuffle that saw a number of top officials step down, allowing Xi to appoint new allies. The largely rubber-stamp meeting of among 2,300 party delegates was meticulously choreographed, with Xi determined to avoid any surprises as he enshrined his leadership for the next 5 years. She is now all but certain to be unveiled as General Secretary on Sunday, shortly after the first meeting of the new Central Committee. Rishi Sunak is expected to confirm his candidacy to be the next leader of the party and Prime Minister soon, according to campaign sources. The ex-Chancellor is the first candidate to secure 100 nominations to get to the first round of voting in the contest to replace Liz Truss. Boris Johnson has flown back from holiday amid speculations that he will run. And common leader Penny Mordaunt is so far the only contender to have officially launched a leadership campaign. Yuri strikes are said to have hit critical infrastructure in central and western Ukraine as Russia continues to target the country's energy grid. The BBC says sites to the south and west of Kiev have been struck and power cuts have been reported across the country. Ukrainian officials say many Russian cruise missiles have been intercepted by air defense systems. Almost a third of the country's power stations are reported to have been destroyed in a wave of air strikes since Monday last week. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly region of the country and mainly fair in rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva claims there is no dispute in the current ruling coalition. Ballot papers for proportional representation electoral system transported to 60 districts so far. Digital payment is on rise in Nepal with growing access to technology. And China's Communist Party endorses Xi Jinping's core position in the country's leadership. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.